Page 99. Listening Practice 6. Is cheerleading a sport? You are going to listen to a radio program about cheerleading. Listen and choose the correct answers.
Cheerleading at football and basketball games is an American tradition. The games wouldn't be the same without it. But is cheerleading a sport? That's the question we'll be discussing today on Conversation Point, the radio program that brings together people with different opinions. We'll talk to Amber Wilson, cheerleading coach at Brennan High School, and Rachel Fox, coach of the girls' volleyball team at Great Lakes Academy. Amber and Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's get right to the issue. Cheerleaders make the games exciting and fun. They create the atmosphere, no doubt. But how is that a sport? Amber, why don't you start by explaining why you think cheerleading should be recognized as a sport?
Well, Dave, a lot of people aren't aware that cheerleading has changed over the years. Once, cheerleading didn't require a lot of skill, but today, cheerleaders are like athletes. They have to practice every day after school and on weekends. They constantly work out and lift weights, and they must learn complicated dance moves and gymnastics.
Give us an example of a move that requires a lot of physical strength.
Well, a good example is the basket toss. 3 or 4 cheerleaders lift another one into the air. Balancing on one leg, they toss her up and catch her in a sitting position on the way down. The stunt takes incredible coordination as well as strength.
It sounds impossible to do. I wouldn't want to try that move.
Well, that's good, because cheerleading can be dangerous. In fact, it's the most dangerous sport for girls. It's the cause of 65% of girls' sports injuries.
Really? I never actually thought about the dangers of cheerleading. Amber, I appreciate that cheerleaders work hard, but according to the Women's Sports Federation, a sport involves competition. How does cheerleading meet that definition?
There are cheerleading competitions on regional, state, and national levels. It's true that not all squads compete, but more and more schools are getting interested in competition. Some universities even offer scholarships for cheerleading.
Amber, your arguments are very convincing. Let's now hear from Rachel. Rachel, why do you believe that cheerleading isn't a sport?
Well, let's look at the definition of a sport again. The Women's Sports Federation also states that the main purpose of a sport must be to compete. That's the problem with cheerleading. The main purpose is to cheer on the team, not to compete. And another point to keep in mind is that cheerleading can't function independently. What I mean is that if a school doesn't have a football or basketball team, they won't have a cheerleading squad either.
But Rachel, why does it actually matter whether cheerleading is considered a sport or not?
There's a good reason for that. Money is involved. All the money for girls' sports comes from a law called Title IX, which requires schools to give an equal amount of money for boys' and girls' sports. If cheerleading is considered a sport, cheerleading squads will be able to get some of that money.
So isn't that a good thing?
Well, not for everyone. It means taking the money from other girls' sports teams. As the volleyball coach, I'm very concerned about that. It also irritates me because it's discrimination against girls. I can't imagine a school would take money away from boys' sports to make a male cheerleading team, would it?
You've got a point there.
In addition to the money that's involved, I don't like the concept of cheerleading. Girls should be players in sports. Their role shouldn't be just to cheer on someone else. After all the progress we've made in girls' sports, I feel like cheerleading is a step backward.
I completely disagree. If girls want to participate in cheerleading, that's their choice, and they should be proud of it. Cheerleading makes the games fun for everyone.
On that note, we'll have to end our show now. Listeners, tune in next week for another edition of Conversation Point.